was in Pontevedra like 2 weeks ago, and beyond the community composting, it's also a very nice region, so if you have the chance to go there, please do. So I'm the last person to speak before lunch, so I'm going to try to respect the time limitation. And I'm going to talk about the case of Besançon. With that case, I'm going to show how tackling bio-waste is a part of a bigger strategy, which is the path towards zero waste, towards waste prevention, to a more sustainable waste management system. So, the work in Besançon was actually made by the waste management union called CIBER. This waste management union is for Besançon, but not only Besançon, for the surrounding area. It includes 225,000 inhabitants. It covers a surface of 1,300 square kilometers. The territory, as you can see, the territory includes 47% of dense collective housing. So this means that you have half of the population which live in a densely populated area, which is always the most difficult area to tackle when it comes to bio-waste and to separate collections of bio-waste. So, to tackle this issue, it all started with a political decision in 2008 to move from incineration, which is not sustainable, to a more sustainable waste management system. So the first thing that is the most important is the political will that started, that launched the project. And from the choice not to use incineration, they made the choice to revamp the waste management system and to focus on waste prevention. This was followed by specific measures and objectives. There was the adoption of the waste prevention plan. The goal was to reduce residual waste by 15%, the introduction of a pay-as-you-throw system, and they were also part of an EU project named Waste and Diet to avoid waste incineration. So, this is the big picture, and with that big picture, you cannot see bio-waste or the tackling of bio-waste, but when you take a closer look, then you can see that tackling bio-waste is at the very core of the project. So, because in 2009, organic waste represented 30% of residual waste, so like a third of the residual waste. It was 67 kilograms per capita out of 217 kilograms of residual waste, and it was the second biggest waste stream, and no separate collection system, which means that all this bio-waste, this organic waste, was going to incineration. So you can see that the most efficient and the most logical step towards waste prevention is to focus on organic waste. So to do so, the authority of CIBER decided to implement decentralized composting system for the whole population. So when you want to implement this kind of system, you have to find the right tool adapted to different specificity of the area. So you can see that there are four different tools. For densely populated area, there are composting shades, the community composting. For a hostel, I know they have a drum composting machine. For apartment blocks, they have local composting facility. And for individual household, they have either a warm composter if you're living in an apartment, or if you have a garden, they have individual compost bin. So this is very important because you have to pick the right tool, adapt it to the right population, to the right area, otherwise it cannot go. Which resulted in many years, as you can see. But what is important is that you have in 2016 70% of the population that is covered, that has access to a composting option. And within the 70%, 70% are using it. So, which means that after 7 years after the project started, you have increasing decentralized composting. And this resulted, this is for 2000, which resulted in that we have 7,400 tons of biowaste during 1 year that was diverted from incineration to composting. And this obviously has a strong impact on residual waste and recycling. As you can see that in residual waste, the part of organic waste was divided by half, but also on a larger scale, you can see that residual waste clearly was clearly reduced within 5 years. So what is important here are three things. You have decrease of the general waste generation, you have decrease of the general of the residual waste, and you have an increase of 20% of the recycling rate for the territory. So it really always starts with organic waste, because one of the two furnaces will close in 2021. It's actually the incinerator plant has two furnaces, and one is really old, needs to be renovated, but instead the authority made the choice to not innovate and focus on waste prevention. So you can see that, of course, organic waste is part of a bigger project that includes political will, that includes implementation of a pay-as-you-throw system, that includes waste prevention targets, but that organic waste is the first and easy step because it is quickly efficient. 70% of the population covered after 8 years. It is cost efficient because the 7,400 tons composted resulted in around 800,000 euros saved for waste treatment. And last thing, it makes sense. I'm going to share a personal my personal life. I'm currently training to become a master composter. And when you understand like the wonderful world of compost, then you realize that burning waste instead of reusing the nutrients and getting them back to the soil